Welcome to Ed Show number 75. And there's this person that's here. Like, that. What happened, dude? You've been gone.
It has been months, absolutely months, since I've been able to be on the Ed Show. I've been doing these special things with Brad Anderson recently, and then I've been doing traveling the world for tech eds and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I think I'm in PDT time zone right now, but I think I'm still a day ahead of everybody else.
With the
time zone difference or something like that.
But
anyway, I'm back. I'm glad to be back. Thank you very much for holding down the fort.
Yes.
You went the Dave and Simon show.
Yeah.
That's been going on the last little while.
That's right. We had to mix it up today, and I thought you could tell us a little bit about, you know, as our first news item, you know, since you've been to Australia, you've been to New Zealand.
Yeah.
What should we tell people to go and do?
If we're kicking it off that way there, basically I just came back from Tech at Australia, Tech at New Zealand. And awesome content. I'm always looking for new ways to get new content out to people and that sort of stuff. And so obviously, all of the content is available online via Channel 9 on the events page. Just go to channel9.msdn.com/events, and you'll see in there the Tech Ed area, and you'll be able to choose Tech Ed Australia and Tech Ed New Zealand. Interesting thing, just for a little nugget in case you're interested, Tech Ed Australia always does very interesting keynotes that are available online.
Yep.
This particular one, one of their developer evangelists, Michael Kordaki, was in there doing some really fun stuff. So I suggest you go ahead and watch that one there as one possible one. It's quite good.
Okay.
Obviously, someone with a green hat did a couple of sessions down in Tech Ed Australia.
I heard that was the case, and I heard there was one that was mainly a large amount of entertainment mixed in there with some tech.
So that one there was actually Tech Ed New Zealand.
Okay.
So Tech Ed New Zealand's the week afterwards, and they also have 170 odd sessions or something like that online. But with that one there, let's just say that we had the audiences rolling in the aisles at different points because of some demo challenges that we managed to resolve on the fly when you're talking about upgrading your infrastructure from 2003 or 2008 up to 2012 and 2012 R2. I'm actually waiting to see the replay on that one there because it is definitely very, very funny.
Okay.
So great content's available up on Channel 9 events page. Go off, take a look at them. And what you'll find is also people like Ben Armstrong and other product team members have gone in and refreshed their content since it would appeared in Tech Ed Europe and Tech Ed North America.
Yeah.
So go in, take a look, and you can catch them all online, including slides up there.
Yeah, I know for the Azure one, I started watching Scott Guthrie's two-part one on Azure stuff.
Yeah.
It is a dev session, but it is really interesting regardless of just kind of seeing things you can do with Azure and kind of how things work. So some DevOps stuff there in the front. But
very cool.
Yeah.
You did something on IE, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so for those of you who love IE out there and have Windows 7, it's a unique combination there, right?
Because I thought IE was only available with 11 on 8 and 8.1.
Now we have the preview anyway of running IE 11 on Windows 7. So if you want to continue to take it and advantage of all of the new enhancements on IE 11, you know, HTML, faster, bigger, better goodness, you know, you have that possibility. So that's good.
Not bad.
Yeah. What else you got?
I've got a jumpstart that is taking place technically Tuesday the 24th. I want to say next week, but it depends on when this particular episode airs.
Yes.
But it's Tuesday the 24th. Myself and Prabhu are going to be talking, and special guests potentially, are going to be talking about storage and all things to do with storage, software virtualized storage, storage spaces, new storage enhancements, storage tiering, yada, yada, yada. Everything about storage is going to be taking place. It's a half-day one. PDT time frame is going to be 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. I'm still wrestling up some special guests to make some appearances on that one there. Should be a lot of fun. Jumpstarts are traditionally a lot of fun, very interactive. You can ask your questions live and online. Great demos and good content on there. Free to sign up, aka.ms/storagejs is the AKA link for that one there.
There you go. Yep. Make sure you get in on that one. And we also have the final announcement here is related to Advisor. So we had one of the pieces of feedback, which was Advisor was like, hey, I want to be able to use Advisor with my on-premise organizational IDs, right? To either log in and or to assign permissions to folks to utilize it. And we now have that integration, assuming you have Windows Azure Active Directory.
Yep.
So if you synchronize your AD to Windows Azure AD, you can now have Advisor integrate and authenticate there. So, okay. So yeah.
And I think we got, do we have the other Simon with a Y is going to be doing a little bit of a demo for that one?
That's right. That's right. We have a custom Advisor showing here. And this is Simon's expertise when he was running the Building 20 infrastructure there.
Yep.
And using Advisor, setting it up, configuring it, running it. So it gives you kind of the nuts to bolts of Advisor there in a really pure demo format. So,
pretty cool.
So Simon's got to edit his 3 hours of content down to whatever this is going to be for you now. So stay tuned.
Hi, and welcome to this webcast on System Center Advisor. I'm Simon Perryman, technical evangelist with Microsoft, and I'm here to give you an overview of one of the newest products in the System Center family, known as System Center Advisor. System Center Advisor is essentially a best practice analyzer that runs up in our cloud services. You have the ability to go and download, sign up for the service, download the agents, install them in your data center. We will then collect that information, process it up in Azure, and then send you a detailed report about ways that you can go ahead and actually improve the services that you're running for your own private cloud. Now, SystemCenterAdvisor.com is where you go to sign up. But if you want additional information and additional training, make sure you check the Microsoft Virtual Academy, as we already have courses published which cover System Center Advisor. You can find these by going to our System Center Advisor tab, scrolling down through our courses, and selecting the System Center Advisor course. With this course, we'll give you a brief introduction as well as some more detailed information about how to use the product. But as part of this webcast, I'm going to take you through a real-world example showing you how we will actually go and scan our own data center. Now, the data center that we're going to take a look at is one that we run events from. Essentially, we host lots and lots of hands-on labs. In fact, we've hosted about 300 events over the past year. And on an average day, we run somewhere between 500 and 700 virtual machines. Now, what Advisor is going to do is it's going to analyze our core infrastructure. We have approximately a dozen servers that we are going to look at here. You can see this through the Remote Desktop Connection Manager. And as we go take a look at all of these different servers, most of them are actually used as our infrastructure hosts. So here, we're going to go through 5 different Hyper-V hosts, plus the host that I'm currently using, which is the one that's disconnected here. So we're going to be looking at 6 different Hyper-V hosts. And then we're also going to be looking at our management infrastructure. Here you're going to take a look at Configuration Manager Server, Virtual Machine Manager Server, our Scheduling Server, Orchestrator, our TMG Server, and then an additional management server that we do some of our processing on. Now, all of these servers are running Windows Server 2012, with the exception of our scheduling server, which is running on 2008 R2. Now, we also have different workloads installed on each of these roles. Great thing about Advisor is that it really focuses on the most critical infrastructure roles. And we're going to specifically take a look at Windows Server with Hyper-V, our SQL Server, Exchange, SharePoint, and Link. Now, I'm going to go ahead and actually sign up for System Center Advisor. Now, signing up for it is easy. You get to use your traditional Microsoft Live ID. Now, I'm going to hide this off of the screen for privacy reasons. Click Sign Up. And then it's going to go ahead and give you the option of actually using an existing account if you already have signed up, or going ahead and creating a brand new Advisor account. Now, under this particular identity that I have actually gone and set up a different System Center account. But in this case, I'm going to go ahead and set up a brand new one. Now, what this means to you is you could essentially be a System Center Advisor consultant, be this person that does the management, the recommendations, and have multiple tenants or multiple data centers that you're essentially advising. So we're going to go ahead and say yes. Let's create another account here. Let's do an account name. We're going to call this DPE Labs. Click Create. And it's going to go and create me a brand new System Center Advisor account. Now under here, I get to agree to the subscription, the traditional Microsoft information. now tells me my account has been activated. Now, I get the choice to begin a deployment, and you're going to notice that there are two different deployment options. I can run this in standalone mode, or I can run this as an integration of System Center 2012 SP1 Operations Manager. Now, what this means is, if you have Operations Manager, you can take advantage of that infrastructure you've already laid out, and we will actually collect information for Advisor using the Operations Manager agents. Now, if you don't have Operations Manager, you can still run this entirely independently. We'll essentially install lightweight agents for you and use those to go and collect information that we'll then go send out to Advisor. So I'm going to go ahead and say begin deployment. Now, this gives me the two options. It's going to ask me, as I plan for the deployment, I need to at least have one server that's connected to the internet to be our gateway. And this is the server that I'm currently signed on as. It's also telling me that for my other servers in the environment, I need to go and install agents. These are the components that will go and collect and inventory the information. Now, what these are doing is these agents are essentially collecting the information, sending it to the gateway, and then the gateway goes and uploads it to the Advisor servers. What this means is all of the processing, all of the analytics are not taking place in your own data center. We just inventory the information, package it up in a compressed format, send it up to our cloud services, and all of the processing happens up there. So there's almost no overhead for running this. And in fact, it's fully supported to run in a live production environment, and we're doing that today. We actually have two events that we are running on these servers that we're going to be analyzing that are actually running several hundred virtual machines. So we are showing you a walkthrough of a live production environment here as well. So let's go ahead and take a look through this actual deployment steps. So step one, install the gateway. Step two, download our registration certificate. Step three, copy files to our servers. Step four, run Advisor setup. So let's go ahead and start this process. First of all, we're going to go download our setup. So let's go ahead and save this. Next, we're going to start downloading our certificate. We'll also save this. So we see Advisor setup and the registration client. So now that I have the folders, next thing we need to do is go and copy these onto our target server. Now, step one here, we're installing the gateway, so we only need to do this once. And I'm gonna be doing this on our local server. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna click Advisor Setup, and I'm gonna start the installation process for this gateway. Click Next, accept the terms of use, use the default locations, and I need to specify that we're going to be a gateway as well as actually make this an agent, meaning we'll run tests on this particular server. Now, this Advisor setup prompts me and says we need to make sure that all of our communication happens over port 80. So in order for this to continue, it's going to automatically open the port. Sounds good. It'll make it easy for me. I'm also going to want to actually collect information on this particular host, so we're going to make this an agent as well, meaning this will be a host that we're collecting information for. Click Next, click Install. Now, the next thing that we're going to do here, as you can see, the Advisor setup relatively quick, saying that we need to close a few files. System Center Management, that's fine. We can click OK here. It's going to shut down the necessary applications, finish the installation, and then we should be up to and running. Now, some more insight into the background of System Center Advisor. The way that these engineering teams actually build a product is they spent a lot of time working with all of the working with specific product support teams. Now, we looked at our key workloads in the enterprise. So Windows Server, Hyper-V, failover clustering, SQL Server, Exchange Server, SharePoint, and Link. Using these servers, we really figured out what are the best practices, but more importantly, which of these can be programmatically determined. And what I mean by that is we need to find a quick and easy way that will guarantee that a particular metric has been met. And the easiest way to do that is by looking at the registry. Based on the registry, we can see what roles are installed. Based on what roles are installed, then we can look for particular other KB articles, best practices, or other features. So essentially, when Advisor is running in the background, it's going to go through the registry, figure out the particular roles you have installed, based on that, then collect its data. The analysis is not done in your own data center or on a particular host. We collect the data, aggregate it, send it up through our gateway, and do all of that intensive processing up in our cloud services. And once again, got to remind you, it's all free. So I'm going to click Finish, and my Advisor setup is complete. So this is then going to go and open our System Center Advisor Configuration Wizard. And it's going to ask me, what is the location of your certificate? Now this is the registration certificate that we've just downloaded. So I'm going to click Browse, select my registration certificate. It's going to ask me whether I want to use a proxy server to access Advisor. I don't think we need that. Our default server should be fine. And then click Next. Reminds me, do I want to use Microsoft Update? Let's just go ahead and disable it for the sake of the demo, though of course in the best practice, want to make sure we have the latest and greatest bits. It's going to go and confirm all of our settings, click Commit. So what happens now is we're first applying our security settings that we've configured. We then would configure the proxy server if we went ahead and used one. Next thing is opening port 80 in our firewall so that our agents can communicate with this gateway server. We're then going to restart the Advisor Gateway with these new security settings. Next thing we do is speak with Active Directory, and we go and register the service principal name of this service. We're then going to go and connect up with the Azure service, and we will then register this particular gateway using our certificate. We're then going to check our settings with Operations Manager, apply our gateway server settings to the local host, and finally, we're going to start our Advisor agent. And we can see now that our Advisor configuration is now complete. We validate our connection to the gateway, apply Microsoft Update policy. Great, so we're all set up to use this as our gateway server. Now, next thing we're going to do is we're going to go and install this agent across all of the other hosts that we have in our environment. And so to do this, we've gone and created a file share. And from this file share, we're going to go and copy the two things that we've downloaded, our Advisor setup and our registration certificate. So I'm going to go ahead and navigate to my file share. So I just want to make sure I have a file share that's accessible by all of the servers that I'm going to want to copy the agent to. Now what I will attempt to do here is a remote installation. So basically run everything directly through my network. Confirm the settings and wait for Advisor setup to begin. Now it's important to note here, the difference is I'm going to be selecting this just as an agent. I only need one gateway server, but I'm going to have multiple agent servers. Install the files. And here's when I select just the agent. And everything is being copied locally. So it should be ready to go through the detailed Advisor setup for this particular agent server. Click Finish, and this will go launch our Advisor Configuration Wizard. So this was essentially preparing us to actually go through the detailed installation steps. Now I get to specify the name of my gateway server. So that was the first server that I configured, which is PAC 0910. To make sure that we're using Microsoft updates, confirm the settings, click Commit. Now what it's going to do is just confirm that we have access to that server through the same gateway, and then we will go ahead and actually start the agent deployment. We're going to validate that we can connect to our gateway, and finally we're going to go and apply our Microsoft update policy. So now we have gone and configured this on my second server, my gateway. Click Close, and we'll let Windows Update run. Make sure that I have the latest and greatest patches. Now, I'm going to go ahead and do this exact same process on the other 10 or so servers that I have in my environment. For the sake of time for this demo, I'm not actually going to go and record it for all 10. Welcome back. It's approximately 1 week late since I've gone and configured System Center Advisor in my lab. So let's actually go to systemcenteradvisor.com. And again, this is the free version, no dependency on Operations Manager. And let's just take a look at what type of information we're going to get. So I'm going to click sign in since I'm already a member. And I'm already logged in using my live ID here. And so this takes me to the dashboard portal, which basically gives me the details about all of my servers. And as you can see, I have not been following best practices everywhere I've gone. It's flagged down quite a lot of issues. 2 servers with critical alerts, 10 servers with warning alerts, and 7 servers that are healthy. So not so good here that I'm definitely running into some issues across my servers. Now, in total, I have 12 servers that are reporting information. Now, it tells us that we've made several configuration changes, no new problems detected, a lot of available rules. Now, this is the home page, which is kind of our summary dashboard here. You know, kind of isolates everything, gives us the details. Let's quickly navigate through the rest of this interface before we drill down into some of the details. Next thing we're going to click on is alerts. Now, alerts tells us all of these challenges I have. Gives me alert titles, when they came up, best practices I'm not following, warnings, etc. We'll go through these again in a little more detail soon. Next thing we can take a look at is the configuration of the current snapshot. This is basically telling me how all my different servers are configured, what components I have across them. So I can take a look at each of my different servers here. So this is essentially the collection of information, various registry keys that we're interested in that are sent up from each of these servers. So for example, we host in some VMs over here, gives me the ID of the virtual machine. Next thing we can look at is the change history. And so this is essentially saying what has changed recently. Now, as I browse these, I may not actually have any. Oh, here we go. I suddenly do have something that's changed here. So this basically tells me the date when the configuration was changed. It tells me the previous value and then the updated value. So I can kind of use this for change management as well. If I think my servers are perfectly healthy, I go back, take a look at them, and I see that things have changed. That can let me know as an administrator that some things are happening. Maybe it's a group policy that caused the change. Maybe a different administrator went and made a change. But at least this allows me to have kind of a centralized focal point to really understand what part of our configurations are moving. Next thing I'm going to take a look at here is our list of servers. So this basically gives us a detailed list of all of the servers in my environment. Now you can actually see that I have a few clusters here. I have a few agents and a few gateways. And so this tells me when all of the information was last reported. You can see it's running approximately every day or so here. Now it also helps me identify which of my servers is the gateway server, which again is the server that basically aggregates the information and pushes it up to our Windows Azure reporting service. The final section here is looking at account information. Now this will include things such as unique GUIDs for this advisor account, logon information, and it will also present you with the option of whether you want to get a weekly email alert. Now as we go, let's actually take a look at this weekly email alert. Here's the email that I've opened that basically you receive once a week. If you opt in, it just kind of summarizes everything that you want here. It's going to basically tell you the health of all of your servers, the time when these alerts were run, any new alerts you have, and then kind of give you a breakdown of which alerts are critical, which alerts are warning, and then your particularly faulty servers as well. Now, as you can see, I have 125 new alerts. Somebody's going to spend some time doing some troubleshooting this week, that's for sure. All right, well, let's go back to the systemcenteradvisor.com homepage, and let's dive into this in a little more detail. We'll go back to our homepage, and we'll quickly realize that, hey, Virtual Machine Manager kind of seems to be the most critical area. I have 43 alerts from Virtual Machine Manager. So maybe this is a good one for us to start with, kind of dig in and try to figure out what this problem is. So let's go over to our alerts view. Now, you'll notice up on the right here, we have a few options where we can actually do filters, save the filter results, refresh. So We also have the ability to group by severity, server, etc. So let's actually go and reclassify these by server and try to really figure out which of our servers are going to have the most common problems. Now here's our 125 total alerts. And one thing that's nice is you also have the option to ignore an alert. I know that I'm not following a best practice, but I have a really good reason to do that. Well, maybe I don't want this alert to come and show up all the time. So what we can actually do here is go and select this alert and say, ignore. We have the option of ignoring just this one time, this specific alert, all alerts from this specific server, or this rule entirely. So let's actually go and say, I never want to see this alert again coming from any server in this environment. We'll click OK, and we'll see that it actually removed 12 of these alerts. So this kind of helps me narrow it down, simplify some of my management. So up here, I definitely see that I have a lot of SQL issues. Some of my servers are doing pretty healthy. In fact, a lot of these are just saying, hey, you shouldn't co-locate roles on the same machine as Hyper-V. Now, as you can see, I have this same alert across multiple servers as well. So let's go back and ignore it. And I want to go ignore all of these alerts across all of my servers. Click OK, and this removes another 8 warnings. Okay, so going back through my list again, we got some SQL issues. WinRM. So a lot of these alerts, it appears here, are similar. So how would I go about and fix this? So let's actually go click on the warning. And we want to keep in mind that one of the great things about Advisor is it just doesn't tell you there's a problem. It gives you prescriptive guidance for how to go and resolve that. So let's take a look at this. In this case, the admin share is not shared. And what it's telling us is if this particular share is not present or accessible on a host, VMM cannot remotely install the VMM agent. So this is important if we're using this highly virtualized environment, using Virtual Machine Manager to manage different hosts. Now let's take a look at this WinRM warning. The specific server cannot be used for Virtual Machine Manager server roles, such as the host server, library server, Pixie server, Windows Server Update server, or the management server until this issue is resolved. You need to go fix this. Here's the path. Here's the steps that we would take to go and resolve it. Now let's go ahead and, you know what, ignore these. We'll kind of clean up our queue. Now again, real world, right? We want to go fix this. For the sake of this demo, just go and ignore this. I'll give you my ignore options again. And let's just go say I want to ignore this specific alert only on this one server. So we're going to hide this all from my SCVMM server. Takes down a lot of issues, down to 64. Now let's do the same thing with the admin share issue that we saw as well. Go back to ignore. We'll ignore it just from the specific server. All right, so down to 23 issues. Now, a lot of these issues look like they're related to SQL Server or some missing hotfixes. So what it's telling us is Virtual Machine Manager is not patched using the latest rollout update. So this is a good tip. Hey, make sure you go and get the latest and greatest update roll up here. And what's nice here as well, it tells us this alert will automatically be closed by System Center Virtual Machine Manager. So this is helpful as well, so I can kind of understand that this will automatically get resolved. Now this is an interesting one that I'm getting here. It's telling me that I'm not meeting my hardware specs. And so this in turn could affect performance. All right, well you know what? This is not gonna be an issue that I'm gonna quickly resolve because I would have a hardware dependency on fixing it. But I'm just gonna hide this one alert only just for this server, just this one time. This should take me down to 22 alerts. Let's go ahead and now take a look at this alert that I have on my scheduling system. So this is telling me it's a Windows operating system alert here. So what it's saying is there's a rollup hotfix available for Windows Server 2008 R2 SP1, which involves issues related to domain joined clients, improve overall stability. You are missing this hotfix. Okay, great to know. This means that I can go find my rollup hotfix. Go figure this out. Go address this issue. But here's kind of the details as I look at this one. Take a look at current values, updated values. Now this one's giving me very prescriptive guidance saying, you really need to install this one KB article, 976-700. And this is going to help prevent performance problems with SQL Server. So I'd go install this KB article by going to support.microsoft.com, finding that specific KB, and this should address the issue. Let's take a look at this next alert we have here. You need this update, or you'll have trouble accessing remote shares. Okay, sounds like a good one for me. Missing an operating system update, available in KB982293. That's going to go and also prevent WMI service crashes. All right, I would go add that one. So this essentially has allowed us to go through all the virtual machine manager issues and the Windows operating system issues. Well, let's just go and hide a few of these alerts here. Now it's on to SQL time for our SQL pros out here. You can see that we have 17 SQL misconfigurations. So as I take a look at the first one, we find out that we're not using the high performance power plan, hence we may have worse performance. Hey, I didn't know that. That's kind of a good one to let us know. Next thing here, it's telling us, hey, you're missing this hotfix. This is going to allow you to make sure that you collect correct results when you're using like queries. Good to know. This one's telling me that the number of files that we have may result in some types of blocking issues with our scheduler. This is telling us that the SQL backup application may exhibit issues. This is telling us that our transaction log may grow without backup for full recovery. All right, those are repeated warnings and repeated warning once again. We're down to 8. Kind of going to our last server here, one of our management servers. This is telling us install this hotfix to prevent potential database errors. We've seen this one before. You really want to get this hotfix. It can result in hung SQL queries. Go install this. It will go address your issue. So as a critical one, this is definitely one that I want to really try to go and fix and prioritize. This one's telling me that my SID, my ID, is in the wrong state. We've already taken a look at this one with the like queries. Not using high performance power plan. Ah, here's another mail configuration issue that may stop my mail getting processed. And finally, add this KB to avoid issues related to volume shadow snapshots backup, VSS backups. Wow, that was a lot of information that they gave me. So as you could see, over just 12 servers, I had 125 misconfigurations. So that averages over 10 misconfigurations per server. Now, ultimately, what I hope that you've got out of this video is a quick overview of System Center Advisor in its completely free online mode. Now, you can also extend System Center Advisor by integrating it with Operations Manager 2012 if you have that available. Essentially, it will show up as a module within Operations Manager, and from here, you get this same type of information about all of these alerts, but you just get a single management interface so that you can get both the real-time monitoring from Operations Manager as well as the proactive monitoring from Advisor. One more time, go to systemcenteradvisor.com, sign up today for free, and get started to follow all of these additional best practices for your key infrastructure servers running on the Microsoft Windows platform.
Not bad, man.
Yeah.
Rather interesting.
It is. You know, you want to figure out all your problems in your environment and have it run in a little web browser and Azure. You can kick off the advisor and make it happen. Yep.
Pretty sweet.
Yep.
What'd you guys think? Send us some comments. Send us an email the old-fashioned way. edge@microsoft.com. Show ideas, show suggestions on what we can do for the upcoming episodes.
Yep. Check out our Facebook page or, you know, send us a tweet at TNEdge.
And we do respond and interact that way as well. Hey, man, thanks for allowing me back on set again.
That's right.
Having to be re-screen tested.
Yeah. Anything. Stay tuned next week for a little bit of more info on multi-factor authentication.
And I've got a special episode wrapping up as well with Brad Anderson for that series I've been doing recently. That's also going to slip and slide in there someplace as well.
So yeah, double the action for next week. And if you have questions on those two topics, let us know too. Right?
Comments down below. Thanks a lot for joining us. Have a good day, guys.